This is the third time that negotiators from Iran and the P5 plus one have met this year. The European Union's Foreign Affairs Chief, Catherine Ashton, acknowledged significant gaps remain.
A lot of intensive work will be required to overcome the differences which naturally still exist at this stage in the process.
All sides hope to sign a comprehensive agreement by a self-imposed July 20th deadline. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has insisted that Iran will not give up its nuclear enrichment program or shut any nuclear facility. But the United States and the EU are demanding limits on Iran's efforts to develop more efficient enrichment technology. They want to extend the breakout period, the time it would take Iran to make a nuclear bomb, currently estimated to be 2 months. Speaking to Congress Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned that the U.S. would respond if Iran took that path.
If they're overtly breaking out and breaking an agreement and starting to enrich and pursue it, they've made a huge consequential decision. And the greater likelihood is we are going to respond immediately.
In return for scaling back its nuclear program, Iran wants the West to lift sanctions that have crippled its economy. Optimism over that possibility has sparked interest from many Western companies, says Nigel Kushner, the head of W Legal, which advises firms on trading with countries subject to sanctions.
A lot of different exporters and a lot of different industries who all wish to jump back into the Iranian market.
Aviation is set to be one of the first industries in that market. Years of sanctions have left Iran's passenger fleet decrepit. In 2011, the landing gear failed to open on this 40-year-old Boeing as it came in to land at Tehran. Only the skill of the pilot prevented any deaths or injuries. The head of Iran Air was at the talks in Vienna to negotiate an easing of sanctions on the sale of aircraft parts. It will be a gradual process, says Nigel Kushner.
First of all, it applies mainly to Iran Air. It doesn't include a number of other Iranian airlines, for example, Mahan Air. They can't avail themselves of this opportunity. And it is limited to spare parts. They can't go out and purchase new planes.
Negotiators hope to build on the tentative agreements when they meet again May 13th in Vienna. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.